Grief. The minister offers grief counselees a special, significant hope. Pain cannot exist in the atmosphere of heaven. In the home of the redeemed, there will be no tears, no funeral trains, no badges of mourning. The inhabitants shall not say, "I am sick." The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. One rich tide of happiness will flow and deepen as eternity rolls on. Those not demonstrative in their grief may feel it deeper. Ellen White speaks of the death of her son's wife. Poor Willie is indeed bereaved. He never is demonstrative, therefore he will mourn alone and feel it deeper. My heart is sore and sad. Grief can make the strongest despondent. Ellen White speaks of the death of her fourth child, three-month-old John Herbert, after we returned from the funeral. My home seemed lonely. I felt reconciled to the will of God, yet despondency and gloom settled upon me. Christianity brings a hope that rises above despondency and grief. Ellen White speaks of the death of her husband. I shall give way to no outbursts of grief, if my heart breaks. I serve God, not impulsively, but intelligently. I have a Savior who will be to me a very present help in time of trouble. I am a Christian. I know in whom I have believed. He expects from me implicit, unwavering submission. Undue grief is displeasing to God. I take up my appointed cross and will follow the Lord fully. I will not give myself to abandonment of grief. I will not yield to a morbid and melancholy state of feeling. I will not complain or murmur at the providence of God. Jesus is my Savior. He lives. He will never leave me nor forsake me.